And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Stupid News time here at FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant presenting J.B. Smoove. Tomorrow and Saturday, J.B. Smoove will be in the studio with us tomorrow on the show.
I'm super jazzed for this one.
Yeah? You going to take selfies and post them all over your
page? I want to do all kinds of stuff, man. Right.
Really?
Yes.
You going to wear something special?
I am. Maybe even some cologne.
J.B. Smoove, Funny Bone, tomorrow night and Saturday night. Go to funnybone.com for more details.
Won't you? Okay.
Item number one, hopefully you like Frank Sinatra, because it's going to be a Sinatra heavy.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Police are trying to find out what was going on an airline flight in Japan. Osaka, Japan. Police there say they were called to inspect an airline flight, an arriving flight on Vanilla Airways. Well, I don't know what Vanilla Airways is, but it smells delicious. Yeah, according to the investigation, flight took off from Taipei, Taiwan, and arrived at the international airport there in Osaka. After all the passengers got off the plane, the flight attendants began cleaning up a little bit, and they were shocked to discover several bags hidden inside panels in two of the lavatories filled with gold bars.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to find treasure.
Bars.
That's cool. I mean, it's probably really bad for everybody involved, but it's a cool story.
Well, now, Taiwan is Chinese, right?
Yes. Right?
Right? Isn't that...
I think you're right. I always get
what, nationalist China or whatever it is, right?
I get one of them confused. Let me look it up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Taiwan.
Yeah.
Island. So somebody was trying to smuggle gold into Japan. When the bags took possession of the bags, they opened them, found gold bars in the bags. Police believe that the gold bars were placed on the plane by a smuggling ring and that someone else was supposed to take them off. So far, no arrests have been made. What do you got for me?
Taiwan is a small island nation.
Yeah.
East of China.
Right.
With modern cities, traditional Chinese.
Yeah, but it's Chinese inhabitants.
Yeah.
That's the division there.
Yep.
In other words, it's a little Frank.
In other words, I love you.
And that's item one.
Item number two takes us to a guy who was angry with the government and cut off his own finger and mailed it to the IRS.
He mailed his finger to the IRS.
That's according to police in Washington. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said that they have arrested a 68-year-old guy named Norman after being accused of mailing a threat to IRS workers in Ogden, Utah.
What's the threat?
Norman has been charged with one count of mailing threatening communications. According to the police investigation, Norman once worked for the IRS and several other government agencies until he was laid off.
Oh, my.
He filed complaints against several government agencies, but he was never given another job. He believed that since his demands were not met, he should not have to pay taxes to the IRS. Hmm. He then cut off his own finger and sent it to them.
Okay, freak
show. But what's the threat? Is he threatening a vigorous diddling or something? what's the threat?
I'm going to touch you with my nub.
Yeah.
He also once mailed a bullet, separately sent a marijuana joint, and sent a pipe that resembled a bomb to the IRS office in Ogden, Utah, prompting his arrest.
So he really knows how to send a package. Yeah. He's got that office address memorized.
Right.
I think if I got a finger in the mail, I wouldn't feel threatened. It'd be gross, but I mean a bullet in the mail,
Or a pipe bomb looking thing.
Yes, the pipe bomb looking thing.
Yeah.
Finger in the mail. We're, you know what's going to happen if you make me pay today?
Don't make me come down there, wabada, wabada, wabada. Wow. All right, this last story is a little saucy. More Frank.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
A passenger claims that American Airlines staff saw that a man was pleasuring himself next to this passenger while she slept and failed to wake her up and move her to safety.
Yeah, she's asleep. She'll be fine.
Let her sleep. She looks tired.
Know. Yeah.
Yes.
Better not get involved here.
Yeah, even though we're the staff.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of staff, look at the staff on him.
Well, nobody wants to talk to that guy.
You know? No, not really.
He's
busy.
He's busy, yeah.
I shake your hand. Chloe King was on a flight to Paris when the man in the seat next to her apparently started touching himself inappropriately while she slept.
Ah.
Another woman in the same row caught sight of the guy doing this and told the cabin crew, and that woman requested to move seats. They moved her, but they left the sleeping lady right next to him.
Well, she's sleeping.
Upon waking up, she was then asked by staff to come to the back of the airplane, where they told her what had happened while she slept.
So she would have never known.
Yeah, right. I think this way you just don't say anything.
Yeah. They then told her that the French police had been notified and that the man would likely be arrested when they landed. Don't freak out. We've taken action. Understandably, she was pretty upset by this. And at that point, she asked to be moved away from the guy.
Makes sense. Because now you know.
They didn't accommodate her.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
plane's
my
full.
Gosh.
Sorry.
Well, what are they going to do at that point? They need to move that guy.
What? Yeah.
To the bathroom.
She said what they didn't do was wake me up and move me to a safe space. What they didn't do was accommodate my request after telling me of the assault. Instead, they made me climb back over the sex offender, stuck between him and the window for the rest of the flight.
Oh, my goodness.
I was shaking and crying and trying not to get sick. As she'd been asleep, Ms. King didn't know exactly what had happened, but she said, I know I'll never feel completely safe flying on an airplane again. Yeah. Wow.
No, I'm not saying the airplane is the right place to do this, but I did just see on a clip from the Conan O'Brien show, he had some sex doctor on with him.
Yeah.
Who said that you're supposed to take care of business as a guy 21 times a week.
What?
In order to save your life, in order to
21 times
you mean to get a health benefit times a day.
There's a health benefit 21 times
that's,
a week.
That's a lot, and that's a lot. There'd be a lot of wear and tear on the
after
old,
every meal. Three times a day.
Oh, my gosh.
Three times a day. American Airlines.
Oh.
Let's see. Released a statement. We're reviewing how we handle the situation. We've reached out directly to Ms. King during the flight. Our crew requested the law enforcement meet the aircraft. Officials then interviewed the male passenger regarding the allegations. That's where it ends. Wow. They don't deny any of it. That is goofed up, dude. Goofed up. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why this is called
Stupid News.